What's your overall take at this point? I understand that we really don't have a definitive answer to this question, but looking at the attack data, looking at the big data, do you think that maybe we are seeing a difference in terms of effects in cardiovascular mortality?
I think it's too early to be certain. It's an area of concern. Certainly in terms of efficacy, the drugs look similar. We've got a lot more data on anastrozole because we do have this 68-month follow-up, which is very, very important, that virtually every patient now is off the 5 years of treatment. So we know pretty much the full picture during active treatment. We don't yet know that for the big 198 study. The early trends in cardiovascular mortality are definitely worrying, but I think we just have to be patient and wait for the next follow-up before we can actually make any conclusions about that. Certainly in terms of prevention, I'm pleased to be using anastrozole where that worry isn't the case. I think if one was trying to consider letrozole for prevention now, with this even early worrying data, I would be very concerned about proceeding until I'd seen how that data pans out.
Do we have cardiovascular mortality data from 68-month attack data?
Yes, we do.
Any difference?
There's none whatsoever. The number of cardiovascular deaths is almost identical in both arms.
I don't remember Tony presenting that in San Antonio.
It's not presented yet. It's in a paper which is about to be submitted. In fact, it was in the 68-month paper we initially offered for publication, but the Lancet and the New England Journal both felt they just wanted a shorter publication, so we only presented the headline results. This will be coming out shortly.
What about bone in the big study at this point in time compared to attack?
Again, it's early on, but the initial indication was that there is bone loss very, very similar to that seen in the attack study. It would be almost impossible, I think, to tease out minor differences, but the first impressions are that the effects on bones are similar and that there will be bone loss and increased fractures.